You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 to 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Again, as we continue the study of the mind of Christ, let's be reminded that the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It means that the mindset of a disciple of Christ must be the mindset of Jesus. If you are truly in Christ, the mindset that you must have is the mindset of Jesus. We have seen that though equal with God, he made himself of no reputation. And by choice, he chose the form of a servant. And then he came in the likeness of men. Jesus could have come as angel, but he came in the likeness of men. In Genesis, God said, let's make man in our own likeness. Now, it's like God now saying, let's make God in the likeness of men. Jesus came in our likeness. He didn't come in a superior form. He didn't come in a supernatural form. He came like us. We could see him as a human being walking amongst us, living among us, eating amongst us. And that is God doing all of that amongst us. And that was his choice. Nobody forced it on Jesus. He chose to do that. And the Bible says, and being found in the appearance as a man. You would think that Jesus has humbled himself. He has done everything that is required of him. The Bible says he humbled himself. He humbled himself. He could have, even though he came as a man, he could still have come as a big man. He could still have come as a big king. But the Bible says he humbled himself. In what way did he humble himself and became obedient? Brethren, you can't be humble and be disobedient to the word of God. A humble man is a man that is obedient to the word of God. Anywhere you see genuine humility, you will also see true obedience. You can't lay claim to be humble and not be walking in obedience to God. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. That means, as far as Jesus is concerned, if obedience means he will die, then he will die. No, today people will say, hey, what are you saying? Are you mean I should remain like this? Jesus, as far as Jesus was concerned, if obedience would take him to death, then he was ready to die. And he was not only ready to die, he even died. He died. And he died a very cruel death. The Bible says, even the death of the cross. Do you know why Jesus was on the cross? It was because of obedience. He was a meek man. As a meek man, you can't defend yourself. A meek person does not fight for himself. He allows God to fight. So Jesus allowed everything, hoping and waiting for God to defend him. At any point, God felt, okay, enough is enough. Stop doing all of these things to my son. That would have been it. But if God still folded his arm and allowed Jesus to be killed on the cross, Jesus allowed it. That's why we are saved. Guess what? We are saved because of the obedience of Jesus. We entered into trouble because of the disobedience of Adam. And I'm telling you till today, there will be people whose salvation, they are tied to your own obedience. There are people waiting for you to get serious with God. There are people waiting for you to thoroughly repent and get your life right with Jesus. When you do that, they also will come to the knowledge of Christ. So Jesus, he humbled himself. They didn't humble him. He humbled himself and became obedient. I pray that you will humble yourself also unto obedience in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.